Good evening, everyone. In some shuls, they have a small black book of days, collection of birthdays and yahrzeits of tzaddikim, which people don't say tafanun on. And in addition to the utility that it was initially designed for, to not say tachanun. Another nice benefit of these books are that it also allows you to have a glimpse into history of learning about the lives and the deaths of these people who we try to remember. So according to our tradition, this upcoming Rosh Chodesh, Aleph Tammuz, is the yahrzeit of Yosef HaTzadik. The source for this tradition is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that there were several women who were not able to have children, and they were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. One of them was Rachel Imenu. And so 9 months from Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. So that's where this tradition started, that Yosef's birthday and then his yahrzeit as well, because tzaddikim are supposed to die the day that they are born in order to have a complete life. So the birthday and yahrzeit of Yosef HaTzadik is also Shivasar B'Tammuz. So in acknowledgement of that, I want to share a small thought about Yosef HaTzadik. So as I said, one of the titles that Yosef is given is Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef the righteous person. There were many righteous people throughout Jewish history, throughout Tanakh. Why specifically Yosef? Because of a very famous story in Parshas Vayeshev. That after Yosef is sold into slavery, he is becomes the slave, and then he ultimately gets promoted to being sort of the chief of staff of Potiphar, the Sar HaTabachim for Paro, basically runs the household, runs his domestic affairs. And as he's in the house for a lot of the day, Potiphar's wife tries to seduce him. The Gemara in Sota elaborates how he was almost about to succumb to temptation. And as the Torah says, he overcame that. He ran out. He, in the short term, paid a heavy price for it. He was framed. He was thrown into prison. And ultimately, he was freed. He was brought to Paro. And he became the viceroy of all of Mitzrayim. And so because of his tremendous strength in not succumbing to temptation, he is given the title of Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef the righteous person. But if we think about it, there's something that's very interesting about that, because that very same Gemara that gives us this whole dramatic telling of what happened, it also implies that Yaakov's degree of purity, Yaakov's degree of tahara and kedusha, of holiness, was actually on a higher level than Yosef's was. And in fact, the Rashi and the Gemara there say that the only way that Yosef was able to overcome temptation was when he looked out of the window. They didn't have glass, they just had a little hole. So he was able to look out, and in the distance he saw coming through the window an image of his father. Ra'ah demust yukno shel aviv. He saw the image of his father, and his father said, if you throw in the towel, if you succumb to temptation, you won't be one of the sons of, you won't have your name with the rest of your siblings on the choshen, on the breastplate that the Kohen Gadol wears. And that was enough to shake Yosef out of his stupor, gave him the courage and the strength to run out of the room. So it sounds like that, in fact, Yosef actually needed Yaakov to succeed. And despite the fact that Yaakov seems to be the greater one here, Yosef is the one that's called Yosef HaTzadik. Why is that? Why is Yosef called the righteous one? Many people are righteous. So I think the answer can be understood based on another Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. The Pasuk says, Eile toldos Yaakov Yosef. These are the descendants of Yaakov, Yosef. And the Medrash Rashi says, well, why does it say just Yosef? Yaakov had many children. He had 12 sons. According to the Medrash, he had daughters. He had Dina. He had a lot of kids. So why does it say that Yaakov's toldos are Yosef? And it gives many answers. One answer is that Yosef and Yaakov looked alike. They had the same complexion. They had the same face. They looked similar. Just like Avram and Yitzchak, the Medrash says, looked very similar, so too, Yaakov and Yosef looked very similar. So in fact, when Yosef was looking out the window and he saw his father, in addition to seeing his father, he also saw himself. He saw an older version of himself, the Yosef that he wanted to be, the Yosef that he aspired to be, who was now coming and telling him, "Wake up, Yosef, you're not who you think you are right now. You want to be the Yaakov, you want to be the great Yosef, you want to be the Yosef with the long white beard, you want to be that. But that Yosef, that great Yosef, wouldn't be in this situation right now. You're not who you think you are. If you look in the mirror, that mirror is just an illusion." And so that can be very disheartening to somebody to realize it's this emotional crisis that they're in, that they're not who they think that they are. And so Yosef, not only did he need the strength to accept that, but he also needed the strength to not get rid of that vision. He didn't get rid of that vision. He didn't say, "Okay, that's not who I am, so I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing." He says, "That's not who I am right now, and I might not even get there, but I want to try to be like that." And he used that courage, that inspiration, even though it wasn't real, it was a mirage. He used that dream of himself, just like he had dreams before. This was a dream of his right now, to be like that. He used that dream to propel him out of that room. And that's why I believe he's called Yosef HaTzadik. As it says in Mishlei Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vikam, that a tzadik will fall seven times and get up. Rav Huttner says that it doesn't mean that a tzadik can get up after seven times, but in order to become a tzadik, you need to fall and pick yourself up seven times. That a tzadik is somebody that can make mistakes or that can be thrown into situations. But what really defines a tzadik, somebody who's righteous, is the ability to climb up and to climb out, to not give up on their dreams, but to live with them and to live up to them. So Mirtz Hashem, just like Yosef is the paradigm for the Jew in Golus, we also have dreams of who we want to become. And so Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to live with our dreams and live up to our dreams. And ultimately, as we will soon begin the period of the 3 weeks, we should be zocha to live in the times of Mashiach, when we look back at Golus and say, B'shuv Hashem es Tzion hayinu kechalmeh.